Linda Garford has been a foster carer with Oldham Fostering Service for over 30 years now. She also lost the majority of her eyesight one morning in 2013, but with support and understanding, she was able to continue doing what she loves the most, offering a safe and caring home to kids in foster care. Linda, 30 years, that is such a long time. What made you choose to become a foster parent so many years ago?
I had three children of my own, and I always seemed to be the one that looked after everyone else's children while they was working. I saw an advertisement in the local newspaper advertising for foster carers, and it just made me think, instead of looking after other people's children that had happy homes and families behind them, that maybe I could look after the children that needed me more. So I just applied and kept my fingers crossed and hoped for the best.
And obviously you were successful, but 2013 threw a spanner in the works because obviously it was, you lost majority of your sight. It was a very turbulent time, but it seems that your biggest worry back then was whether you're going to be able to continue helping the kids.
Yes, it was. It was a shock, and the first thought was, they're going to remove the children that was in place, they was going to stop me fostering, and I just loved it so much, and I knew that I was strong enough to overcome what would happen, and I just thought, please, please let me carry on, and yes, they assessed me, and I've carried on.
Was it hard to, I guess, have to reassess and have this conversation with the fostering service?
Yes, it was difficult because there were a lot of things that I had to change, a lot of things that I had to look at, a lot of things that I had to learn to manage. And I was worried that while I knew that I could overcome a lot of those because I had the strength to do that, I was also worried that the professionals would not maybe have as much faith in me as I had in myself. But I was wrong, and they did.
And you obviously, you made adaptations to make it all work.
Yes, I changed the age that I fostered. I've made adaptations in that, the way I make baby bottles. When I go out to buy things for younger children, I do have to stop and think, can I manage all these buttons on this dress? Or just simple things that you don't always think about. I was having to stop and think a bit longer and harder about what I did. The toys that the children play with, to make sure that it wasn't anything that I would fall over or that I would be able to safely fasten on somewhere that they could play with. So lots of funny little things that you don't really think about that I'd automatically done for all those years. I had to sit back and change the way I thought about it.
So obviously you were very lucky with how you managed to get the support and you managed to continue fostering, but it's not always the case because I feel like there's a lot of misguided perceptions when it comes to disability and people assuming you won't be able to foster, even though there are parents there that do have kids and they have disabilities, but it doesn't really mean they can't do it. They just, as you said, they adapt and change how they do things.
Yeah, and I think that's the case, even if you haven't got a disability, to become a foster carer, you do have to change some of the ways that you bring your own children up. You change some of the ways that you deal with things. So to me, doing it because of a disability isn't a big thing always, because you've got to change a lot of what you do anyway. And being disabled, that, you know, there are some people with a disability that won't manage to foster, but there are a lot out there that they probably can. They just haven't thought about it.
And there's a lot of kids out there that do need this safe place and they need this home.
Yes, there are lots and lots of children out there that desperately need a loving home. They need the stability. They need to feel loved. They can get past being with a disabled foster carer, you know, some of them. And that disabled foster carer could be out there now. And the only reason they've never applied is because they think, I've got a disability, and someone will say no. And I think to myself, apply. speak to someone, because, you know, you could be the most fantastic foster carer that is missing out because you don't know that someone, they might say yes.
What would you say is the most rewarding part of being a foster parent?
Oh, without a doubt, it's having a child that comes to you that could have lots of problems because of the past, that really, really needs that nurturing, and to see that child, whether it's going back home, whether it's going to a family member, whether it's going to adoption, but to see that child move on that has blossomed in your care, it's just absolutely wonderful. Just to feel that, you know, you've changed a child's life, hopefully for the better, it's fantastic.
And what is the most difficult part?
The morning, and it's always, with me, it's always the morning that they move on, because I can't sit around all day waiting, and it's that last morning. It's opening that front door that, so, you know, someone is coming to take that child and saying goodbye. It's absolutely, I will not lie, it's heartbreaking. But there's always, they've got to move on because there's so many children that need to come and have that home. So if you don't move them on, where are all the others going to come and live?
I can hear a bit of a catch in your voice. How many kids have you helped during your time?
Over 150.
That is amazing. And you're obviously going to continue, aren't you?
Oh, certainly am, yes.
So what will you say for anyone who's listening and is thinking, gosh, maybe I should give it a go? How do they go about it?
Just find the phone number of your local social services. They've all got a fostering team, and speak to someone. Tell them that you're interested and let them come and speak to you. And like I say, not every disabled person can be a foster carer. But not every non-disabled person can be a foster carer. So put that disability to one side and speak to someone as a person and let them speak to you and take it from there.
Linda Garford, it's been amazing chatting with you. I hope you continue fostering for another 30 years. But in the meantime, thank you so much for sharing your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you very much.